upon for wine, yes. Heedless of hope, redemption, or fear and punishment. Free of earth, wind, fire, and water. The four elements. Oh, Zonze, Hoko, Baru, Azotesh, Oop.
Listening to Fresh Air Community Radio KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. KFAI is non-commercial, community-powered radio.
Zelikov Ta Tabedi Yik No Na Fosast Vas Alame Shock Yogi Yek No Fos Ast In Yek No Fos Aziz Ra Hosh Midar This one breath of love. Cherish it and hold it dear. Since in this life you only have just one short breath.
Anything that matters is here. Anything that will continue to matter in the next several thousand years will continue to be here. Approaching in the distance is the child you were some years ago. See her laughing as she chases a white butterfly. Poem by Joy Harjo. Welcome to the Spring into Balance edition of the Eclectic Collective. I'm Maureen Skelly, and I want to welcome Andrea Stern here to the studio. Welcome, Andrea.
Hello.
It's so wonderful to have you here in the studio, and we are playing you live music on a Sunday morning in Minneapolis.
Shall I play the butterfly?
Yes, and I will read. Well, let's just listen to the butterfly. I'll read later. Beautiful, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, happy spring to you. It's happening. We're seeing little bits of green popping out all over. Haven't seen any flowers yet, but we are assured, no matter what the human race is doing on the planet, that it is inevitable as time. Time and space, at least. So anyway, we're here to celebrate a little bit of spring and play some beautiful harp music and read some poetry to you today. And Pam Hill, thank you for running the board. Andrea, would you tell me about when you started playing harp a little? And I know you've been playing for many years and you've been teaching and you've done much performing, and maybe what drew you to harp as an instrument to begin with?
Well, that's one of my favorite questions. Thank you, Maureen, because I learned about the harp by going to Marx Brother movies when I was a teenager.
Really?
Yeah, I had no musical background, but I saw Harpo playing, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is incredible. Just, it draws one in, Harpo Marx. Yeah, so that's how it all started. And when I asked my mother, she said, absolutely not. But I persisted. So that's the story. That's not that uncommon, but a lot of times it's a generational thing with the harp, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you've played many different venues and with many different people over the years, and you have an album or two out?
Yes, I do. I have recorded a few things, not lately. And I also play the classical harp, so I like that kind of music too. And then here is my Celtic harp, my carbon fiber Celtic harp, which is named Ruby because she's red.
This beautiful red harp.
Yeah, and very easy to transport. I bought it a few years ago because I was very tired of schlepping a 35-pound wooden maple harp around. And then the big harps, 85 pounds. I mm-hmm. still schlep those. In fact, I'm playing mm-hmm. today for an orchestra concert, so I do that kind of stuff too. So, yeah, the nice thing about the harp, solo instrument, you can wear many different hats. You know, I mean, there are people, amazing people that are out there playing jazz, and there's all kinds of, it's a very versatile instrument. It's the best.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've always been drawn to it and loved it, and it does look like it's much more lightweight. I know I played the harps at Stony End Harps down north of Red Wing, and they have harps on the second floor of their music store there, and you can just go and sit and play harps, and they're all wood. So I've never seen a harp like this before.
No, there aren't that many. This is a French harp, and you know I do have a Stony End harp, of course, and mm-hmm. Most of the harps are made in Chicago, the classical harps at Lyon Healy Company that's been around since the 1890s. But this is a French harp company that's kind of I think they're pretty progressive. It's called mm-hmm. Camac.
Okay,
probably saying it wrong.
Well, for those of you that are just tuning in, it's a beautiful red harp called Ruby.
Yes, indeed.
And we are listening to Andrea Stern. And do you want to say anything about some of the Willow Bray? Because I know you were touring last summer with Willow Bray.
Yeah, yes.
With Laura McKenzie.
Yeah, Laura. She's actually in Scotland right now visiting her sister. But yeah, I work closely with Laura McKenzie, who is a multi-wind instrumentalist. She plays everything mouth-blown and wind-blown, so which includes concertina, many different kinds of bagpipes. Her main instrument is probably the wind flute, whistles. Anyway, we have a nice duo. We've been together, we figured it out, like about 23 years.
Oh, that's a long time to play with somebody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we still get along.
So if people want to find some of your music online, they would just go to your website?
We have websites, ournames.com, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, and we don't have anything, I guess, on Spotify or any of those bigger. But anyway, yeah, that's where you can find it.
I did find some Willow Bray songs when I just Googled it. And then also your website, you have some of your own music on your website.
Yeah, I also have sheet music, which I really want to push because it was a hassle to get it on my website. So I have a lot of things that I've, some original things and then other arrangements that I finally got on there with a lot of help.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for doing that.
Sure, it's fun to arrange, you know, to know that other people are playing your tunes. Yeah, so.
Well, I had a couple poems to read, and if you want to play a little, we'll read some poems. And this first one is a spring poem by a friend of yours.
Yes, it's my friend Lynn Wadsworth. She sent it
Lynn
to me
Wadsworth.
This
okay.
morning.
All right. Hi, Lynn. Hope you're listening. Spring, can you hear me? I feel your bloodroot pulse, your violets burst, my purple heart aches. Spring, can you hear me? I want you to wrap me in your arms, caress me with your ephemeral bloom. Spring, I've fallen for you, even as you run recklessly toward summer. And this poem is called Grandma Shorba's Ragamuffin Stew, a poem by Freya Manfred from her book Speak Mother. During World War II, Grandma Shorba handed plates of bread and meat to strangers who asked for work in exchange for food. After chopping wood and mending fences, the lean, stoop-shouldered men went on their way. May God watch over them, Grandma said. I was glad I didn't have to follow them down the long train track silvering west. I didn't want to sleep beside a strange campfire around the bend in the next world. But I worried how they'd survive and asked my parents if they could live with us. My begging only made everyone nervous. Maybe Grandma's stories of the Good Samaritan and the loaves and fishes weren't true. If I'd been in charge, I'd have asked those men to stay, but Grandma, who trusted God, fed them and sent them on their way. Thank you. I have never really improvised with poetry and harp before, so it's very special to me. And I love the instrument. I've always been drawn to, you know, Ireland. I'm about a third Irish, and we just had St. Patrick's Day a couple of weeks ago. You know, the symbol of the country is a harp.
That's right.
Now, do you know the story of Turlough O'Carolan? Or maybe I'm not pronouncing Turlough, but
it's Turlough.
Turlough. Okay. Turlough O'Carolan.
From the 18th century.
So he was blind.
Yes,
right?
He was
a blind harp player. Mm-hmm. And I've listened to some of his songs, and, you know, he's certainly.
I can play one.
Oh, sure. That would be great.
Sure. Okay. I can play. you want to keep talking about him?
No,
I'll just play a tune.
No, just.
You know, he lived in the 1700s, 1730 or so, and so he. His music to me always sounds just a little bit classical.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if I can pull it off. It's early, but I can play Carolyn's Draft.
Okay, thank you.
I'll do just one time through. Okay. And Draft, D-R-A-U-G-H-T. So we wonder, could it be beer? Or could it be chili? This is the season of St. Patrick, because it's the whole month of March that
mm-hmm.
we're playing,
and it's still
Irish
March
music. And so, well, we play it year round actually, but it's still March 29th. Yeah, so mm-hmm. still got a lot of St. Patrick tunes in the fingers.
So, do you have a few favorite ones, or another one you'd like to share?
Okay, yeah, I'll play it. This is a very wee song. I'll just play it very short. It's a little set dance called St. Patrick's Day in the Morning. And I only play it in March, so this is, you know. See? Thank you.
It was a bit wee.
It is wee. Well, it can repeat it, but I thought that's enough already.
Oh, thank you, Andrea. Sure. So I wanted to mention the Celtic Junction. We have a wonderful place for music, and the Center for Irish Music has classes. I sat in on a couple introductory classes for tin whistle and harp and bodhran, and it's a nice venue for concerts. And wanted to mention Center for Irish Music. Have you ever taught a class there? Or?
Oh, yeah, I have actually, but I'm not on their roster currently, but I certainly know the people that run it, and it's a wonderful place. And I have played on the stage there a number of times, so yeah, it's a wonderful place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to Cormac and Natalie.
Well, I'm here with Andrea Stern today, and we are going to take a little music break here. And we are dedicating this next song to Joan Baez, who was in town yesterday. And they played Times They Are Changing. And then she sang, do you remember the second song? It was one she sang on the marches, I Shall Not Be Moved, I think. Is that right? And she sang that with one of the jazz ensembles that's been playing around, the Brass Solidarity Group. Mm-hmm. And so this is a song that was originally written by Steve Winwood and Jim Capelli on the release The Low Spark of High-Heeled Boys by Traffic in the early 70s. And then Baez did a cover of the song as well. So we want to thank Joan for being here yesterday, and we're going to play a little bit of the original Many a Mile to Freedom.
Many a smile to tell. You are listening to KFAI, The Wave Project. We return to The Eclectic Collective presents Spring Into Balance this morning.
And I'm happy to have Andrea Stern in the studio today playing us some live harp, and we're reading some poetry, and we are celebrating the end of March, which is, as you said, it's still St. Patrick's Day or St. Patrick's
season.
Season.
Tis the season.
The season. So I had another poem that I wanted to read. This is one kind of celebrating the animal world around us, the critters. And it's from one of my favorite collections of poetry, Star Quilt, by the poet Roberta Hill Whiteman. She is now Roberta Hill. So here we go. Let us survive inside a sacred space. Look at the earth. She feels us. She feeds us. Look to the west, to the north, to the east, to the south. The sky feeds us, heals us. Inside a sacred space, let us survive. The recognition. We learn too late the useless way light leaves footprints of its own. We traveled miles to Kilgore in the submarine closeness of a car, sand hills recalling the sea. A coyote slipped across the road before we knew. Night, the first skin around him. He was coming from the river where laughter calls out fish. Quietly, a heavy wind breaks against cedar. He doubled back, curious, to meet the humming moons we rode in this gully without grass or stars. Our footprints were foreign to him. He understood the light and paused before the right front wheel, a shadow of the mineral earth, pine air in his fur. Such dogs avoid our eyes, yet he recognized and held my gaze. A being both so terrible and shy, it made my blood desperate for the space he lived in. Broad water cutting terraced canyons, and ice gleaming under hawthorn like a floor of scales. Thick river, remember. We were light thanking light, slow music rising. Trees, perhaps, or my own voice out of tune. I danced a human claim for him in this gully, no stars. He slipped by us, old as breath, moving in the rushing dark, like moonlight through tamarack. Wave on wave of unknown country. Crazed, I can't get close enough to this tumble wild and tangled miracle. Night is the first skin around me. Thank you, Andrea, and a poem by Roberta Hill Whiteman from her book Star Quilt. I thought that worked really well.
That was fun.
I always love this poem because I can imagine the connection with the wild creatures. And, you know, I've been lucky enough to encounter wolves myself out on Isle Royale and different animals where you don't expect that you're going to have visual eye contact and maybe an extended visual eye contact with, you know, a coyote or a wolf. And it's very special when it does happen. So, well, thank you, Andrea.
You're welcome.
So let's hear a couple more of your songs. If you'd like to play something now or if you want us to listen to something off, you know, your website.
Well, I think it'd be fun to listen to something that includes bagpipes, which is such an unusual combination. And it's also a familiar tune. It's known as The Water's Wide, but it's also known as, I think it's also called Whaley Whaley. So it's an old English melody. So there's, it's not just a hymn. It's this,
All right.
Old melody.
Okay.
With Laura McKenzie.
Welcome back to the Eclectic Collective. I'm Maureen Skelly, and we are going to hear a song from Andrea Stern.
Well, I feel like now I should play. I don't play this too often, but this is that Laura was playing pipes on there, and this is actually a pipe tune that I stole from her. let's see how this goes. Well, I'll play the March of the King of Leash. She always plays it on the pipes. And then I'll go into another little tune that's actually not a Celtic tune. It's actually Italian, but it goes like this. Thank you. do that with pipes usually, so.
Nice. That was wonderful. So, do you compose some of your own songs? I bet you do. Or have you come up with some of your own songs?
I make things up, but I actually have composed a few things, more in the classical world. A few things, yeah. And from way back when, I was... Actually, if I had a teacher again and I was in college, I probably would become composing, but I needed a deadline and a... Yeah, but it's very rewarding to write your own tunes. Now I find that I arrange more than write. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially during the pandemic when we couldn't play out in the world. Mm-hmm. It was really fun making arrangements. And I did write a tune or two.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. And you teach a lot too, don't you? Have you taught for a long time?
I have a few students. Hello, students, if anybody's listening. Yeah, I teach over at McPhail. And I have a few lovely adult students, which is really fun to teach. So yeah, I teach a bit here and there. Yeah, it's, you kind of wear a lot of different hats.
There's so much to be said for live music, folks. I mean, we're here in the studio at KFAI, and the harp music, you know, being in close proximity to it, I feel like it's just got a tremendous healing quality to it. And I'm a big promoter of live music, you know, just the musicians in the room with you at a concert venue. There's nothing comparable. You know, the technology is an intermediary. And, you know, there's nothing like actual live music and live people with you.
Yes, and music that comes right from the heart. You know?
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard, you know, the more... that you know, it's like, you know, the more that you spread it out with different, you know, sound waves, you know, and different decibels with different technologies, I think it gets a little less and a little less, you know, like a sound wave. Well, you know, a sound wave is more potent right where it originates, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah. The harp being such an ancient instrument.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And basically pretty simple.
Yeah.
Basically a triangle with a bunch of strings.
Well, I'd like to try something. I went to a workshop one time on the harp for hospice. And I know harp has been used by some people to play for people that are transitioning. But I have a poem that I wrote for my little sister years ago after she had a stroke.
Oh,
and I'm
sorry.
Yeah. She's done quite well with, you know, rebalancing her life after it for quite a number of years. But it was a life changer.
Of course.
So I'm wondering if you could accompany me on this poem.
Sure.
And the poem is called A Limited Vocabulary After the Stroke. And this is for my sister Trish. She speaks few words, but the sound she makes go back to the primordial in us. Deep sounds allied with whole body motions, not just throat. A therapist shows her how to move her tongue, muscles, to make sounds, vowels, letters, words. She takes us back to a place in ourselves before words, to our beginnings as children, where communicating with gesture, wordless intonations of voice was the world. We will gladly go back to that place to be with Trish again. 2. Trish, meet us in the dream time, right side of brain. Come to us in dreams and we'll talk there. Believe we can do this. What you have developed in your life can never truly be lost. We'll always be with you. Let us relearn together what is essential in life and what we can let go of. Reaching brain cells from left to right. Reaching hands from left to right. reaching spirit from left to right, to remain in each other's hearts. Wonderful. Maybe we should get together and actually rehearse some poetry and harp.
Right. This is everybody knows that this is on the fly. Yeah.
Well, it's very interesting because I've worked with piano players and a lot of guitar players in my life, but I've not ever worked with harp, and it certainly has its own. I'm enjoying this. It really feels like a little more of the weaving the words in and out of the musical tones.
Well, trying to listen to what you're saying and feed off of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very touching poem.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It was a little tough one to write, but it felt so good to be going through all these hospital visits, and then all of a sudden you can actually sit down one night and write something about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we have a little more time. How about another song? And is there anything coming up that you want to share that your performance or?
No, we just had a very hectic March, and now it's rest time.
Oh, good.
So, which is good. Well, I noticed that we were going to play that Casey's Hornpipe. Maybe I'll play that. I don't play that very often. First, I'm going to play a Scottish tune, just give a shout out to the Scots. It's called Glenlivet. So another alcohol-related title, yeah.
What a beautiful sound, that ending.
You're a harp lover. A woman of taste.
Well, I've always wanted to play one, and I just have not gone and bought a harp yet. And so I think I've got to start.
It's never too late, and I can give you one.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Just so you know, I have one you can use.
I'm ready for the Grandma Moses scenario. We have time for one more of your songs. We could try the collaborative thing, maybe, but it's kind of a long poem. So maybe we could just have you play another song, I guess. We've got about 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
All right.
No more poetry?
So this is kind of a long one. Why don't we start, and I can maybe cut some parts out of it.
Or Lynn's. other poem about spring? No? Is that too dark?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Although it's kind of timely.
I mean, I don't know.
Birth and death, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, tell you what. Do you think she's listening?
I don't know, but she can listen later, right? She's
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't know if I can bring it up right now.
Okay. Okay, that's all right.
Let's see. Why don't we
Oh, I can play a song.
Okay. I want to thank Andrea Stern for being here today in the studio. This is our Spring Into Balance, and we have Pam Hill running the board. And we want to thank all the people that came to St. Paul yesterday. Joan Baez and Jane Fonda and Bernie Sanders. I mean, Baez and Fonda are in their 80s, and they're the elders, and they came... They came to talk and play for us, so we want to thank them for coming to St. Paul. Light drapes across northern plains, climbs ponderosa boughs, hills peaks over edge of canyon. Light has come to campers.